When words fall silent, he still hears it all. A whisper of the soul is a link with Allah, connecting to Allah, connecting to Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madri Channel, welcome to this beautiful silsila, Connecting with Allah Almighty. But before indulging in the topic, let us listen to some fazilat and blessings in sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned very beautifully in a summary of hadith mubarakah that decorate your gatherings by sending salat upon me, for your recitation of durood upon me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, today's topic, a very important topic, a topic that we use in our daily life. And what is that? Jihad, don't misuse the tongue. And yes, dear viewers, that is such an important aspect in our life because we can either make or break someone with our tongue. You can either become an elite or a disgraced person in your society because of the tongue. Yes, dear viewers, this is a very serious problem that we face in our societies because of the misuse of the tongue. Once there lived a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who was instructed via a dream to go to a certain city in Khorasan and invite the king of that city to accept Islam. And this happened for the first night, where the instruction came to go to the city, invite the king. The second night came, the same dream. And when the pious servant of Allah azza wa jal had this dream for the third time, then he understood that this is the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. He readied himself and prepared himself and he embarked on this journey. And this king was known to be a very vicious and cruel king. So this pious servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, he got to the kingdom and he then got to the hall of the king, meaning of the palace. And he went and approached one of the governors that, "I would like to address the king." And remember, it's a hall where the king would address people, address the community, address his people. And everybody would come with their cases, present it in front of the king, and he would make a judgment, or he would solve the problems, etc. So the governor informs the king that there is a servant of Allah Almighty, there is a pious servant who wish to discuss some matters with you. And the king calls this person, calls this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes in front of the king, and the king speaks. And as I mentioned, dear viewers, this king was a very cruel and shrewd person. He says to this servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is the hair of your beard better than the strand of hairs of the tail of my dog? Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, such an insult to the beard of servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, this friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, and as Muslim, this is an insult to the sunnah of our beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But what was this pious servant of Allah azza wa jal's response to this king? He replies in return and says that, "O king, you are right in saying that the hairs of the tail of your dog is better than the strand of hairs of my beard if I am disobedient to my Rabb azza wa jal. Because yes, indeed, I am a dog as well. And I am a dog of Allah Almighty. If I am disobedient to Allah, if I earn the displeasure of Allah, then yes, the hair on the tail of your dog is better than the hair of my beard." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, just contemplate and think for a moment. Naturally, as a human being, if somebody insults us or someone says something harsh to us, it is natural for us to get angry and react in a very negative manner. And most of the time, the reaction of this anger comes through the tongue. But just contemplate and think for a moment. The servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, he knew that I had a mission. He knew that I needed to invite this king to Islam. And one of the beautiful ways of inviting someone or attracting them to this beautiful deen is to show the characteristics of the beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And jiha, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, by the response of this king, we can see the characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in his character, that the way he addressed, the manner he addressed, the example that he has used to this king, did not just show the character of the beloved messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also pierced the heart of this king. Yes, by the response of this pious servant of Allah azza wa jal, this king then said to the pious servant of Allah that, you know, you may stay for as long as you wish in my kingdom. And provisions were given to him. After some days, this pious servant of Allah was walking in the corridors and the king was approaching him. And this king, when he approached this pious servant of Allah, he said to the servant of Allah that, oh Shaykh, you bear testimony to my iman. And he accepted Islam. He read the Shahada, he became a Muslim, subhanallah, azza wa jal. And the purpose of this king was served. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, contemplate and think for a moment, Allahu Akbar, that just because of the character of the servant of Allah Almighty, this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and him responding and using his tongue in such a beautiful way in responding to this king, just by that, this king's heart got softened. And he fell in love with the beauty of Islam, subhanallah azza wa jal. Now just think for a moment. If we, as the servants of Allah azza wa jal, as the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we beautify our character with the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beautify our speech, think before we say anything, in a situation wherein everybody is heated up, most of the times things turn negative, because of what comes out of the tongue. At times, it is said in the English language that the tongue is sharper than a blade. That the tongue could either make or break someone. The tongue could either make someone an elite or scar someone for his entire life. Allahu Akbar. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say regarding the tongue? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and has said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, what action will lead people to paradise most? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, piety and good manners. And he was asked, what will admit people into hell most? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, the mouth and the genitals. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has also narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whomever Allah Almighty save from the evil, that which is between the jaws and the legs, meaning the mouth and the genitals, will enter paradise. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, just contemplate and think for a moment, Allahu Akbar, that the tongue has such a big responsibility in our daily life that it could either lead us to the burning coal and the intense heat of hell, or we could enjoy the bliss of Jannatul Firdaus, subhanallah, subhanallah. And yes, this is a huge problem in our societies. This is a huge problem in our homes. This is a huge problem in our working environments. That because of the misuse of the tongue, at times we make nasty decisions. That we speak first and contemplate later. But what if we change that mindset and contemplate it first, then spoke through the tongue? What a beautiful environment we'll have. Will there be any negativity? Would you get such things called like ghibat? Indulging in ghibat itself is haram and haram act. Just think what a big issue this is in our society, Allahu Akbar, that because of ghibat, this action of backbiting, you bring someone's izzah down, someone's respect down. People start speaking ill of that person, starts thinking ill of that person. It changes their entire view of a person. And things like tale-telling is all through this of ghibat. Why? Because you have changed now the perception that is in someone's mind about a certain individual. And sometimes we do it because of our own self and saving ourselves, but we bring the izzah of someone down. We should ponder and think at times Because my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, this ghibat leads to the issue of hukukul abd. And the hukuk of a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal is taken very seriously in Islam. That until that person does not forgive you, Allah Azza wa Jal will not forgive us. Why? Because now we are dealing with the servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just think, because of this tongue, we swear someone. We say someone ill to someone. We break his character. We break his self-esteem. We demotivate him. And people start to use vulgar languages. Allahu Akbar. This is not what our deen speaks about. Character of a Muslim. This is not what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. He came as the best of characters upon this universe. There was an incident that occurred at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his physical life in this dunya. Once there was an agreement between him and a Jew that I will give you dates upon a certain span of time. And this Jew came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he walked to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Oh Muhammad, why are you delaying and give me my dates?" At that moment, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, the second Khalifa of Islam, he was present. Allahu Akbar. At that moment, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, azza wa jal, he was very calm. And he addresses and rectifies Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, Khalifatul Muslimin, and says, "Oh Umar, in fact, you were supposed to be advising me to return his deeds." Allahu Akbar. The beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beautiful manners of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that cause a positive speech to come out of his tongue, subhanallah. And then Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala was advised that take him and give him what is due to him. And oh Umar, give him extra dates for your action toward your behavior towards him. When Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala goes to give this Jew what is due to him, this Jew replies and says to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala that, "Oh Umar, don't you recognize me? I am the famous Jewish scholar." When Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala hears this, he says, "Are you the famous Jewish scholar? But this is how you treat the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" Allahu Akbar. He says to Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala that, "Oh Umar, I know. But there was a final thing to confirm whether he was the last and final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that was, when it's the time of anger, then instead of anger, harmony covers him. That he is calm, he is humble at that time. And oh Umar, I have seen the proof of him being the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you bear testimony to my iman." This famous Jewish rabbi, he became a Muslim, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madri channel, Allahu Akbar. Indeed, yes, jihad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of examples. That just because of his character, Allahu Akbar. In the Torah, it was mentioned that one of the signs of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that when at the time of anger, harmony covers him. Good character covers him, subhanallah. And because of this beautiful character, beautiful words came out of his mouth, subhanallah, advising Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, and just confirmed his finality of being the final prophet. But it also pierced the heart of this Jewish scholar, subhanallah, azza wa jal, that he became a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Now you also see that besides it being from amongst good characteristics of a Muslim, of a person, it also was used in many occasions, got the kuffar to get attracted towards this beautiful deen of Islam because of good speech, good words, and good character. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whosoever safeguards his mouth and private parts, he does not use them in contradiction to Sharia, he is destined for paradise. Hence, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala, has stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever gives me the guarantee of things between his jaws and legs, I give him guarantee of paradise." Allahu Akbar. It means there is a promise. Yes, dear viewers. There is a promise of paradise for safeguarding the mouth and private parts from the things prohibited by Sharia. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, just ponder and contemplate for a moment. These things may look small. It may not look as something major. But these two things are emphasized and expounded so much that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, gave a promise that Jannah is guaranteed for that person who saves his tongue from foul speech, who saves his tongue from speaking ill, who saves his tongue from speaking such words that were not in conformity with his heart, that he is guaranteed Jannah. And that person that saves his private parts, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know, what a beautiful, positive environment we'd have if we all speak good. You know, it just takes a matter of thinking. Yes, the biggest problem in society is that we speak before we think. And because of that, at times, it causes us to make such hasty decisions that many sit later on and regret. Many regret for the entire life. Why? Because of speaking ill words. Because of speaking before contemplating and thinking. And that's why in many occasions, in many instances, we see how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam expounds on good character, expounds on speaking good words. In fact, there is a hadith mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, summary of which he mentions that speak good or remain silent. Speak well. Don't speak ill. Or if you have nothing good to say, then it's better to remain silent. And Amir al-Sunnah, subhanallah, azza wa jal, he advises in many instances and always advising us that silence is salvation. Why? As it said in Urdu, ek chup so suk. That one time in remaining in silence is hundreds of peace. Because sometimes maybe our word or one word, one jumla, one sentence, or one time or one session of speaking could make us either destroy our own character, make us regret the decisions we make, or we could hurt somebody very dearly, or we could scar someone for life because of the tongue. As I said at the beginning of the silsila, that the tongue is at times sharper than a blade. Because you could scar someone for life, put someone in regret, put someone in depression, hurt someone's feelings. That itself is a different topic altogether. The feelings of a person, Allahu Akbar. And all of this falls under the rights of a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is very severe, my dear Sami brothers. It may seem as something as light, but just imagine your entire life goes by and you don't gather the courage because of how harsh you was to a person to go and ask him for forgiveness. How will we face our Rabb Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment because of hurting his servant? As I mentioned, that a person will not be forgiven until that person forgives him. So we really need to think before we do things, contemplate, and then speak. The fourth Khalifa of Muslims, Sayyidina Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem, has narrated that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are such lofty houses in paradise whose exterior parts are visible from inside and the interior parts from outside. A person humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for whom will they be? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who speaks good, serves food, always fasts and prays at night when people are sleeping. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Just imagine a house given in Jannah. So beautiful that the outside is visible from inside and the inside is visible from outside. Subhanallah, Azza wa Jal. And this is a Jannati house that we are talking about, dear viewers. The person that speaks good, the person that feeds, Allahu Akbar, and the person that's always fasting and prays at night when others are sleeping. Subhanallah, Azza wa Jal. So we see many instances in lives of the pious predecessors from amongst the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much of blessings, so much of bounties about good speech. So we should try our level best. Yes, the nafs is there. The nafs is going to take control of us. But we still need to be firm. We still need to be strong. And this happens at times because of the negative mind. You know, the mind being fogged with negativity. And you know, one of the ways to reduce this negativity, one of the ways to become good in our character is to indulge ourselves in reading the seerah, meaning the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, alhamdulillah. And you find this in the beautiful department of Dawud Islami called Maktabatul Madina. Many beautiful books out there. Subhanallah. You know, like one book called Etiquettes of Conversation. Subhanallah. I advise you and I recommend this book for you to read. To get your copy, inshallah. And you will see by the beauty of this book, subhanallah, azza wa jal, your character will change. Your speech will become better. You know, at times some people speak so fast that you will need them to repeat themselves. Some people speak so softly that you need to tell them, can you speak a little louder? And at times, maybe you don't mean it in a bad way, but, you know, it's human nature. People think, hey, this guy is insulting me. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his speech was eloquent. It wasn't too loud, nor too soft. And in many instances, especially when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was addressing his best companions regarding rulings of Sharia, he would address it three times. So when it comes to conversation, it's a very important aspect of our life. And as Muslims, it plays a very vital role. Why? Because of the slip of the tongue. Number one is we could either hurt a person's feeling. We could destroy our self-respect, our character. We could at times lead to kufr that will take us out of the folds of Islam. Or it could lead us to heedlessness in the hereafter that could earn us the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, that could lead us to hellfire. A very important aspect, my dear disciples. Allah Azza wa Jal save us from such words that would destroy our character, that would destroy our iman, that would destroy our self-respect, that would lead us to the hellfire, that because of the words of the heart, we destroy the emotions of somebody, we destroy the feelings or hurt the feelings of somebody, we scar them for life, we insult somebody. And one of the ways of saving ourselves is to turn to this beautiful deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Turn to seeking Islamic knowledge. As knowledge is light, knowledge enlightens you, enlightens your dark space around you. As when a person is lost, nowadays with the beautiful technology available, if you're lost, you go onto Google Maps and you search for your destination and it guides you. It takes you to your destination. Like that, this is knowledge. It is a way to direct us. And our direction can only be correct for us to reach our final destination if we have the correct directions. And our aim and goal ultimately is to earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to earn the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And one of the beautiful ways, dear viewers, is to adorn our life with the teachings and the characteristics of the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the best of mankind, the best of examples sent upon this universe. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Now when you look at the life of the pious predecessors, like the awliya-i kiram, the pious scholars of the past, their life was adorned with the beautiful teachings of the best of mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's how they were so successful in spreading this beautiful deen of Islam. That's how they were so successful in calling people towards righteousness, saving people from sin, teaching Islamic knowledge because of their character and their beautiful speech, the eloquent speech. You know, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, and he says so beautifully that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that good speech is charity. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madri channel, so great is good speech. Just imagine that just to speak well is charity. Charity itself, there's so much of rewards and blessings. We can all gain this blessing and this reward on a daily basis in our life. All we got to do is just speak good, speak well. If you don't have anything good to say, just keep quiet. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us love for seeking Islamic knowledge. Grant us love for the teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And may we speak good, speak well, and spread positive vibes. Till then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When words fall silent, he still hears it all. A whisper of the soul is a link with Allah. Connecting to Allah. Connecting to to Allah.